Our next game is about robots. So this audio quiz is called More Machine Than Man. We'll play clips of AI or robot-y voices from movies or TV shows. You just give me the name of the bot. And the points are doubled. Paul, stay in the lead, and you are in the final round. Sarah, you need to get more points, or I guess we'll know whose intelligence is artificial.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Tough.
It's harsh. Here we go. This droid's voice was created by comedians Ben Schwartz and Bill Hader, who are credited as vocal consultants in The Force Awakens. Sarah.
BB-8?
Yeah, that's BB-8, yeah. By the way, BB-7 sounded like crap. This Jetsons character was voiced by Gene Vanderpyl, who also voiced both Wilma and Pebbles Flintstone.
Thank you. And I love you people, too.
Paul.
I want to say her name was Rosie.
What are you going to go with
the
that?
The robot?
Uh-huh.
The maid that did the cleaning.
Sure,
on the
yeah,
Jetsons.
You were right with Rosie. Oh. I just wanted to make you suffer. Yeah, Rosie is correct. That's right. She was a robot maid. Interesting that the robot maid had an apron.
Yeah, she had to wear a uniform.
Yeah, why did she have to wear an apron?
I don't know.
Darcy Carden plays this programmed guide and bank of knowledge for The Good Place.
Hi there. Ah. How can I help you?
What the fork? Who are you?
Sarah.
Janet.
That's Janet. Yes. The voice for these notorious Doctor Who genetically engineered mutants was created by elongating vowels while speaking into a ring modulator.
Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Paul.
Daleks.
Daleks, yes. That's correct. All right, this is your last clue. This Starship's computer was voiced by Majel Barrett, who is married to Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek.
Direction unclear. Please repeat request.
Sarah.
The USS Enterprise?
Yes, that is correct. All right, so close, but after two games, Sarah is going to the final round. Do you have what it takes to be an Ask Me Another contestant? If you think so, go to amatickets.org to apply. Coming up, our special guest is Luke James. In the movie Little, there's a scene where he dances shirtless. And I'm going to ask him one question for every ab. So, 8 questions. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.